Monday, April 6th, Music Theory Unit, Triads, Lesson 1, Intervals, Review, and Introduction to Triads. The Historical Beginnings of Harmony. The theory that we have studied thus far has been concerned with the relationship between two given pitches. This is often referred to within music history as discant theory, wherein two voices, or melodies, form a structural pair that define harmonic norms in which the perfect consonances are favored and sought after as the music moves forward. Eventually, during the Renaissance era, composers began to add voices to this structural pair, resulting in 3, 4, 5, and sometimes 6 different voices. At first, these added voices were still only considered in relation to one of the other called the cantus firmus, literally fixed song. In other words, there was one main melody to which all the other voices were harmonious or consonant, but there was not as much attention given to the concord between these other voices. This is part of why Renaissance music sometimes can sound strange or foreign to our ears, because it is actually structured differently than the harmonic norms that we are used to. Norms that weren't established until the end of the 16th century, during a time known as the Ars Perfecta. The foremost composer and theorist from the Ars Perfecta, Latin for perfect art, was Josefo Zarlino, who lived from 1517 to 1590, who was best known for his treatise Le Istituzioni Armoniche, or The Established Rules of Harmony. For Zarlino, harmony and balance were matters of proportion and ratio beyond the limited dyadic, two-pitch interval, considerations of the centuries prior. Thus, he held that music is a science subordinate to arithmetic, and he sought to make advances to music theory that were both mathematical and harmonious. Musicologist Richard Taruskin writes the following about Zarlino's contributions. The Oxford History of Western Music, Music from the Earliest Notations to the 16th Century, A Perfected Art, Selections, by Richard Taruskin. Zarlino cited mathematical theory so that he could maintain, like a good Aristotelian, that according to his rules, reason held sway over sense. The perfect harmony, he asserted, was the product of the perfect number, which was 6. Zarlino added 2 more integers to the Pythagorean 4 in order to generate the harmonies of contemporary music that he now wished to rationalize. The perfect Pythagorean harmonies could all be expressed as superparticular ratios of the integers from 1 to 4. That is, they could be expressed as fractions in which the numerator was 1 more than the denominator. Thus, 2 over 1 equals an octave, 3 over 2 equals a fifth, 4 over 3 equals a fourth. But, said Zarlino, there is nothing special about the number 4, and no reason why it should be taken as a limit. Ah, but 6. It is the perfect number because it is the first integer that is the sum of all the numbers of which it is a multiple. That is, 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 6, and 1 times 2 times 3 also equals 6. So a harmony that would embody all the superparticular ratios between 1 and 6 would be a perfect harmony, and the music that employed such harmony would be a perfect music. In effect, that meant adding a major third, harmonic ratio of 5 to 4, above the perfect fourth, and a minor third, ratio of 6 to 5, above the major third, producing a very sonorous spacing of tones, a kind of ideal doubling of the triad, in 6 voices, as shown in example 15-1. Nowadays, this configuration is recognizable as the beginning of the natural harmonic series, or overtone series, which, since the 18th century, has been a standard method of explaining this type of chord and asserting its naturalness. Zarlino, needless to say, would have jumped for joy to see his confirmation of his rational speculation in the realm of natural philosophy. But nobody knew about overtones as yet in the 16th century. What people certainly did know is that when pitches were stacked up in this way, they sounded good. and rich textures of five and six voices, which were increasingly common by the late 16th century. This ideal spacing and doubling was widely practiced, and compositions ended more and more frequently with full chords, sonorously spaced.